Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ireland IT's podcast for today, Wednesday, hump day, the 13th, as we usually do. And we're going to start the podcast with a little bit of music to calm the soul in amongst all the chaos. Enjoy for a couple of minutes. Well, fair enough, I did say a couple of minutes, but let's make it about 30 seconds. Let it go in the background. It's Together by Sapient Dream. Just found that the other day and I've been enjoying it. Totally off subject, of course, but we need a bit of chitter chatter around other things apart from the obvious, the C word. Coronavirus, that is, of course. Now, Ireland IT, what can we really do to help? We're a managed service provider, as most of you know, and what that basically means is that we look after a lot of our customers' devices, computers, etc., remotely. We look after a lot of schools as well, their iPads and all that sort of stuff. So that's a zero contact sport as it is. So we're sort of perfectly positioned to help now. And also in the future, as things start to change a little bit, the panic is, you know, we're not going to bring personal opinion into the absolute global pandemonium that's going on. It just seems just insane. I mean, ultimately, everybody's going to get this thing, and we need to develop immunity to it, I suppose. But that's where I'll leave my opinions. A lot of companies are starting to send their staff home. Those who do have the capability, of course, to work from home probably already are, already have that as an integral part of their sort of work ethic anyway. Working from home can be very easy. You know, the cloud is there. What is the cloud? It's a cloudy day today, yeah, all that sort of stuff. The internet's nice and fast. We can all work from home one way or the other. The idea is if you don't have that sort of facility yet and you need to access office data, then you need to be set up with what's called a virtual private network, a VPN connection. Many of you have probably heard of VPNs out there, usually used for all the wrong reasons, for downloading stuff you shouldn't be downloading. But VPNs are in fact very useful, and they allow a completely private encrypted connection, so a secret really, between wherever you are and your office, so everything's nice and safe. Setting one of those up on a Mac or a PC is fairly simple. We can either do it directly to, you know, a piece of hardware such as a modem router, or to one of your servers, or to an independent machine on your network, a temporary machine just to funnel this traffic through. All very easily done and can be done very quickly. The other things, of course, are, you know, what do you do about your internal IT support? You can't have your computers going down. They can't go down. You know, the world is collapsing anyway, but let's try and keep things going as long as we possibly can. And that does mean, of course, your computers have to work. You know, viruses are still out there. All the usual nasties are out there. And probably, as this starts to happen, there'll be a lot of dirty people out there who will take advantage. I know that security is down a bit generally across the real world, with a lot of small businesses the most vulnerable. So we can protect you. Just call us, 0488-018-102. We can put in place very quickly, same day, within a couple of hours, the world's very best protection and ongoing management for your computers. We also don't contract you. We know how good this service is. It sells itself, it goes without saying. It's just, you know, it saves you a fortune, mitigates against all sorts of problems in the future, and positions you to do whatever you need to do to get through the coronavirus pandemic. So yeah, just give us a call about that and we can get that rolling for you. Yes, we are based in Port Macquarie, New South Wales, and we're about to open a new office in Carrara in Queensland as well. Not that that really matters, because as I say, we're a zero contact sport pretty much. So we sort of operate from those offices and, you know, can service most of the East Coast pretty much within reason. That's really down to you. So it doesn't matter where we are, but, you know, do say hello. Jump on the website. You can go to 03.com.au, so number zero, number three, just the numbers.com.au, or of course just islandit.com.au, lots of other ones too, and we'll keep you updated on the corona stuff there. But there really isn't much to say other than we have everything that you need to keep you protected and keep you functional during that time and away from people if that's what you choose to do, but still fully operational. Anyway, we'll leave it at that today. That's been a relatively long one. Happy hump day, or happy Tuesday if you're listening anywhere else in the world. Soon to be another devastating stock market Wednesday for everybody, no doubt. Apart from the ASX, which I believe was up a little bit yesterday, which is is good, but not good because it's probably as a result of panic buying. So there you go. I haven't been to the supermarket for 2 weeks now. In fact, that's a lie. I have been to the supermarket, but the staples that I'd buy once every 2 weeks, I can't get mince, can't get, of course, the aforementioned toilet paper, and everything else. So yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? And there's plenty to go around, everybody, so zero need to hoard. I think every household has got at least 2 weeks' worth of supplies in them, regardless of what that is. So there's just no need. Anyway, there's crazy people out there. Take it easy, take care, and just remember it's just a mild sniffle, apparently, and kids get over it very quickly. In fact, you probably won't even know they've got anything. So there we are. Let's see what happens over the coming weeks. But stay safe. I've been Darren here at Island IT. Give us a call anytime, 0488 018 102, and on the email, info@islandit.com.au or info@03.com.au. Catch you on the next podcast here at Island IT.